U.S., Canadian, and Afghan soldiers spent much of this day clearing out caves and bunkers in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. Pentagon officials say hundreds of al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters were killed during the 12-day battle there. Now it's mainly a mopping-up operation, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Shahiko.
A truck bounces its way up a dirt track into the barren and deserted landscape of the Shahiko Mountains. Periodically along the way, there are rocks daubed with red paint as a warning for hidden landmines. And there are other signs that the U.S. military's been here. The countryside's littered with wrappers from MRE Army rations, as well as the tubes of empty rocket casings. Soon the dirt road curves around a massive ridge that U.S. troops have nicknamed the Whale. Here, the road is blocked by a pile of rubble, and you have to go on foot into what's left of the village of Baba Kril. 3 days ago, this village was the front line for Operation Anaconda. Today, there are just the deserted ruins of a dozen buildings, all demolished by American airstrikes. Four armed Afghans in green uniforms enter the village. One of them is barefoot. Their leader calls out on a radio, giving the message that all is clear. These are some of the U.S. trained and equipped Afghan soldiers who've been fighting in Shahiko. They say ultimately it was the American airstrikes that finally drove al-Qaeda from this area. The barefoot soldier, 38-year-old Nazar Mohammed, says he fought alongside the Americans because the U.S. promised to help rebuild Afghanistan. I've been doing this for more than 15 years, he says. I didn't need any extra American training because I already knew how to use all the weapons. As if on cue, two American Special Forces soldiers arrive. They're carrying weapons and body armor. One man wears an Alabama Crimson Tide baseball hat. They're heavily tanned by the Afghan sun, and they both go by the name of Chris. Chris from Oklahoma wants the world to know that Afghan allies like Shulis Nazir are doing the hard work here, combing al-Qaeda's mountain caves.
These soldiers right here, these are the guys on the ground. These are the guys making it happen. They're the ones scaling the cliffs. They're the ones taking the ground, and they're the ones clearing the caves and securing the ground and holding it.
Chris calls the U.S.-trained Afghans Jundi, the Arabic word for soldier. American soldiers are also stationed here. More than 50 U.S. troops stand in a neat line on a mountain peak overlooking the village. Chris says they're facing a smart and dangerous enemy.
They are very smart, they're very determined.
They're not dumb people. These people have been fighting wars their whole lives, so they understand warfare.
8 Americans were killed during this operation, with 49 wounded. But he says one thing is certain about his enemies.
I can tell you there's a few more people visiting Allah right now. That's what I can tell you.
With the main fighting behind them, the coalition force here is scaling down. Today, aging tanks rolled out of Shahiko as 1,000 troops from Afghanistan's defense ministry were called back to Kabul. But Pentagon spokesmen say the operation in Shahiko is far from over. At a fort located on the sun-bleached plain below the Shahiko Mountains, U.S.-trained Afghan soldiers in a pickup truck listen to music as they wait for their convoy to head back up into the hills. A cloud of smoke rises from an explosion on a distant peak. That means there's still more work to be done in Shahiko, the Afghans say. Some of them admit that many al-Qaeda fighters may have escaped Operation Anaconda's coils. Then their convoy of trucks, armored vehicles, and U.S. Special Forces advisors sets out for the mountain road. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Shahiko, Afghanistan.